Hello there. My name is Lucas Brown Clark, right here. And currently, I haven't posted a podcast episode in 4 months and 18 days. I'm sorry for that wait, but I have gotten a little bit distracted with quarantine going on, obviously. It's been a big issue with my area right now. Update on online school. I got through my break. My online school started back August 19th, I'm pretty sure, if I can remember right. Basically, what happened is we just went on Zoom all day. That's it. 5 classes a day. No, like, extracurriculars. Wow, I can't speak. It's been a while since I did this, and I'm only 40 seconds into the podcast at this point. It's a bit of an issue, but right back to it. Right now, it's the 23rd of September. I'll probably edit this and get it out tonight, as of 10:01 p.m. Basically, if you didn't notice, my voice. I sound like Batman's younger child at this point. If I were to have a voice modulator, I kid you not, I would sound just like Batman. Hold me up to that claim, because I'm gonna do that in the future. But, like, the whole reason why I did this was because people were messaging me being like, hey, you should do this again. And I thought, yeah, I should. Because a lot of the time, I don't understand anything. Because right now, I'm just in online school. That's it. I go back to school on September 18th or 19th. I have a little sibling. She goes back on the 5th. I have no idea why that happened like that, but don't ask me. It's my interpretation of, like, what's happening inside of my... But basically what's gonna happen with it is they divided the whole 7th grade into cohorts, A and B. So one day the A group is gonna go, and then the next day the B group's gonna go, and so like that. And to limit the amount of rooms that they have, they're gonna have them, the whole group, in one classroom. Think about that. That's how smaller classrooms are at this point. We have enough children to fit into one little classroom that at most could hold 30 children. So with that, basically what happened is we're just gonna stay in one classroom all day, and the teachers are gonna cycle around. So it's gonna be reverse what would normally happen with just schooling and periods, I guess you could say. So, to be honest, before I came and started recording, I decided to go back and listen to my latest episode, Online School Explained by a Couple of Idiots. Why does my voice sound so weird? I need someone to explain that to me right now, because I have no idea why. If you could tell me, I would be appreciative. You know what? I'm gonna buy you a puppy. That's what you get. If you tell me why my voice is so gosh darn weird, I will give you a puppy. The puppy's name is Fred. It's a Yorkshire Terrier. And, yeah, that's it. His name's Fred, and he's a Yorkshire Terrier. He's about 15 years old. He's live or die at this point. We don't know when he's gonna die. He's kind of on a ventilator at this point. He kind of caught COVID-19, back in March. We haven't been able to get him off the ventilator since, but I will buy him for you. You don't have to worry. You've got about a month or so with him at this point. We don't need to worry about that, though. So, recently, I've been trying to spookify my life. Because it might be a little bit cheesy, but yeah, we are a month away from Halloween at this point. And I would like to just have that one time where I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna sit back and just watch the trick-or-treaters go by the house. And then I think, how is Halloween gonna work with social distancing? I wanna know that. Instead of having all these board meetings where we're talking about, oh, when we're gonna go back to school, I want somebody in high office, Trump or Fauci, whoever, to be like, okay, you know what, we're just gonna have... We're gonna divide the Halloween trick-or-treaters into cohorts. This is the A group. They're called the less important kids. They're 10 and above. The B group is the more important kids. They're 9 and below. And that's how I want it to go. Everybody, take that plan to advice. Divide your families into cohorts. Don't even care about the older kids. They suck. And that includes me, too. So, yeah, that's it. But I recently got a desktop application where it's like, it just changes my background to a Halloween theme. Not that important, but still does me a little bit of justice. Quarantine has been odd, because right now, I'm watching all of the lower 48 states. For reference, that's what we call all of the states except Hawaii. Hawaii's cool. We don't care about Hawaii. Hawaii is like our younger sister. They kind of like, you know, we kind of vouch for them. For me about that. I've been living off of chocolate pudding and vanilla pudding for the last couple days. Because that's just one of the little snack things that you can have in the middle of class, like the 15 minutes that you have between classes before you, where you can like go get a sandwich or like whatever, just do something quick. Use a bathroom break, check your notifications, that type of thing. But I don't think it's exactly good for me at this point. My weight isn't my top priority at this point. Not that I'm saying that I'm overweight, but like, I probably shouldn't be eating 6 snack packs of pudding a day. I'm just saying, nobody should. If you're doing that, please get help. If you're eating 6 snack packs a day, please get help. I am begging you. You don't deserve this life, and neither do those plastic wrappers that you're gonna throw away in the trash and then kill a couple sea turtles with, okay? Do you understand me? Please tell me that you understand me, because I'm just talking in my garage right now. But who really cares? I guess you could say that I don't care at all. But I kind of do, because I came back to this, even though I was just gonna kind of leave it alone for now. Because I had no idea what to talk about, and I thought, okay, we're just gonna talk about school and what's happening with my life. Basically, yeah, that's it. Nothing else. My life is very boring as it is. I'm not involved in any homicide cases as of the moment. I could be involved in one next week, so keep tuned up on that, because watch out for a bank robbery on the news, because I may or may not be involved in one of those in the next following days. But you never know. Lucas Clark signing out. And say hi to Ad Lucas for me, because he's really a cool guy. I recorded him a couple months ago, and he just keeps on coming back, and I don't want to deal with him anymore. Say hi to him for me. Bye. See you later.